Welcome to the Joy First Foundation podcast. This is where we discuss what it's like to give a joyful moment, how you can give joyful moments, and people that study joy and laughter and all the goodness that comes with the possibilities of what can be joyful for many people. Tune in and listen as we discuss what it's like to be with Joy First Foundation and what you can do easily to bring random moments of joy to others. Hope you enjoy listening. Thank you.
Hi.
So you've participated in moments of joy, yes?
I have.
And can you tell me your name?
My name is Jason Carver.
And where are you located?
I am in North Central Florida, not to be confused with North Florida or Central Florida. It is its own distinct entity.
Okay. So what was your initial thought about the Joy First moments of joy when I first told you about it?
I love the idea of spreading joy. I was a little confused as to how it would work and just the overall, how do we go about this? I love joy, but are we going to go out there? Are people going to, was it scared of people reacting strangely to us? I've been reacted strangely to my whole life, but I was worried that we weren't going to get, I guess, the response that we were really hoping for.
Okay. And what was it like to witness your first moment of joy on the tour of joy?
It was eye-opening, the shift that takes place when people, there's a moment.
Can you speak specifically about Angel?
She was busy. She was at work. She's struggling to make ends meet and make her reality a better place.
So she was in a restaurant.
Her dad is in trouble. She's up here working for her dad, and she's working, and she was listening to us, but she wasn't paying attention. Moment of joy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, what? And then we told her what it was, and she stopped, and it clicked. She's like, hold on. Random moments of joy, and everything changed. She was 100% on board. She went from work mode. She's, I can take 3 minutes for this because I need this. And I think she was feeding on our joy as well. I think we were bringing a lot to it, and everything changed. We have a friend now.
Right.
From someone who was going to just be a great employee who we love and respect and does a great job, to someone who we made a connection.
Yes.
We changed. It wasn't just, we could have given her $100 tip. She would have loved it. She would remember us forever. But that moment of joy is different. It hits viscerally.
What did we give her?
We did noses and kazoos and smiling and dancing, and it was joy. We gave her a moment of joy.
We did.
And it wasn't just her. I do remember seeing everyone else around was picking up on the radiating joy from what we were doing.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that. So, did this experience change your perspective? Let's go there first.
Absolutely.
How?
Yes. It made me realize that I'm all in favor of joy. I love spreading joy. But it made me realize how easy it really is. That I should be doing more of it. That it's easy to do. And it made me realize as well how much I get out of bringing people joy.
Mm-hmm.
And how easy it is. We can do it. We can go out there and make people happy.
Yes. Let's talk about that ripple effect.
The one that really stands out to me is when we were in line at the supermarket and we were doing a random moment of joy for the checkout girl who absolutely loved it.
What did we do? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember. It was joyous, though. We sang a song and
we did
a little dance, clappy hands. It wasn't, it's not really what we do. It's the joy is what we do. The way it's manifested doesn't really matter. It could be dancing. It could be singing. It could be clappy hands, noses, kazoos. It's the spontaneous, the disruptive factor of it. A lot of business people like to talk about disruption.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't disrupting our day-to-day drudgery with, we're just going to snap that, and it, like all of a sudden there's this random joy. That is disruption. With the lady in line behind us, that we didn't engage with her at all.
I didn't even see her.
You did not even see her. I did, because I was facing you and she was behind this ear-to-ear grin. We're holding her up in line. She did not care. She loved it. The joy that the residual joy that was flowing out, totally blew. And the other checkup, everyone around the place was picking up on that.
So you saw like a radius ripple effect.
Absolutely.
Nice. And then the other woman that was serving the alcohol in the liquor store, the tasting, she was serving little tastes. And so we gave her a moment of joy, but there were other people there. Did you see how they reacted as well?
Everybody in the store got joy. And us, we get joy.
Yes.
You can go out there and spread joy, and you're going to spread a lot to yourself.
Yes.
Joy First Foundation needs you. We need sponsors, and we're looking for ways that we can grow this movement with joy in a world that's divided and struggling with world events and difficulty. Can you bring joy? Can you help bring joy? Can you donate to the nonprofit Joy First Foundation? And can you help us find a sponsor? Because we would love to grow this as far and wide as possible and have more people bringing joyful moments all over the world to strangers and to people in need. Please contact us at info@joyfirst.org. If you have information on sponsors, possible sponsors you would like to sponsor, or you'd like to donate, please contact us. And if you're interested in more information and seeing more about the movement, go to joyfirst.org, and we look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Yep, definitely is contagious. What percentage of people, off the top of your head, might need a moment of joy?
100.
Nice.
Off the top of my head.
Nice. I love that. Do you think this is quantifiable? No. It's tough to quantify.
Yeah, you can't put it on pen and paper.
Yeah.
Until you see the beaming ear-to-ear smiles. I love the story you tell. You did a random act of joy to a lady, and I didn't realize how badly I needed this.
Yep.
So I don't think it is quantifiable.
Yep. I like it. Yeah, because people don't know they need it. People don't know they need it. That's the biggest lesson. Right.
We can't chalk it down to ones and zeros, pluses and minuses. It doesn't work that way.
And what does joy mean to you? After this experience, before maybe, just say some words.
It's not just happiness. It's more than that. It's not hope. I think a lot of it is just understanding that there are people out there that do care. Random strangers you don't even know that are out there, that there are good people out there in the world trying to make it a more joyous place. It's tough for all of us. It's rough out there. We know that. But I think just the fact that knowing that there are people trying to bring joy into the world makes the world more joyful in and of itself.
Agreed. And what's your occupation?
I don't trade my labor for money. I don't really have an occupation.
So living. If I were to say you're living. A retired gardener.
That's close. Yeah, we'll work with that.
All right. And do I have permission to put some of this interview on social media?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
More joy.
Joy first. We love joy first.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Joy First Foundation podcast. My name is Kate McGlynn, aka Katie B, and I am on the tour of joy. So excited to continue the tour, continue meeting with people, sharing with humorists from the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor, also with people from the East Side Institute, the Global Play Brigade, and the Applied Improv Network. So excited to be associated with all of you. And by the way, I'm also with the World Happiness Academy, getting trained as a chief well-being officer currently. I'm so excited that you joined us. Thank you so much. Keep your eyes out for the next episode. There will be more and more joy. Have a great day. Have a joyful day. And don't forget to spread kindness everywhere you go.